This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. We're talking a little bit of winter grilling and winter preparation for the cold weather for your outdoor cooking. And if you've got any ideas or good tips for us, give us a call on the Old World Olive Press grilling line, 1-800-785-1073. And we'd like to talk to you a little bit about that. But right now we're going to talk a little bit about the history of beer and a little bit of a historical brewery that we've got down in Battle Creek. Our friend Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales is on the grilling line. Hey, what's happening, Tim?
Well, I'm not only am I on the grilling line, guys, I'm actually on the grill. I'm one hand with you on the phone and got a batch of our signature corned beef hash being made on the grill out in front of Arcadia celebrating breakfast and our 16th anniversary this year.
Well, then it's our apologies for making you put your beer down to pick up the phone.
Well, it's either the beer or the hash, so I'm alternating between both.
A man of many skills. So 16 years, that congratulations. It's no surprise to us that you've been around 16 years. We've tasted every beer you make, and you have figured it out. And we just really wanted to just take a couple of seconds with you and just say congratulations. And you're a great sponsor for our show. We love, you know, working with Arcadia, and just kind of wanted to put the spotlight on you and let you tell everybody around Michigan what's going on there today.
Well, it's our annual fundraiser for the Food Bank of South Central Michigan. So we've got entertainment throughout the day, and all the cover charge money plus some of our beer sales go to the food bank. So this is I think our seventh or eighth year of doing that. These folks do tremendous work here in a number of counties in Southwest Michigan, and we're privileged to be a part of that community and to help them in this small way. But throughout the day, we've got a Scottish themed what we call a Highland Christmas party, which is our staff, a lot of our patrons, and we kilt up. So I'm out here in my kilt today, and it feels great, I can tell you. And throughout the day, we've got a special menu in addition to breakfast, which is 9 to 11. We've got some roasted and grilled leg of lamb. We've got some awesome stuff from Carlson Farms up in Decatur area, local farmer. We've got haggis that we'll be addressing and bringing in with a bagpipe, Highland bagpipe music at 6 o'clock. That's a tradition in which I address the haggis. And then in the afternoon, we've got Belfast Gin, a beautiful Celtic music trio, I believe, or four folks. They're here from 1 to 3. After the haggis and the Highland bagpipe music at 6, we've got Fonmore, which is a local, tremendous Celtic group. We break out the Yard of Ale. It's all kinds of fun here today in Battle Creek.
Okay, and that's right downtown at Arcadia Brewing Company. Tim, we'll let you get back to the smoker. Thanks so much for taking a second with us. Most importantly, congratulations to Arcadia. You are making it.
Well, listen, I wanted to say thanks to you guys and to all your listeners. You guys have been tremendous supporters of Michigan beer, not just Arcadia, but Michigan beer in general. Your listeners are going out and doing the best thing they can. They're using their dollars not only to support great grilling and great smoking, but also great beer. So thanks to you guys and to all the listeners.
Hey, Tim, it's good to speak with you. And, hey, don't let too much wind blow up that kilt, but if it does, it's going to be 50 today.
Come on down and watch the fight with us, lads. You got plenty of time. We're going all day.
All right.
Thanks,
hey,
Tim.
All right. That was Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales down in Battle Creek. If you've not been down there, great day to check it out, because he's not only got a wonderful brewery, and he brews these things with top fermented, are most of his ales, and they're different than you're going to find in a lot of other places. Plus, he's not lying. He's got a fabulous grill out there, and he produces some wonderful, wonderful grilled food.
Yeah, he's got a few different smokers and grills,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah,
so
it works out
he's,
good.
He's set up.
But it's kind of cool.
The boy knows how to smoke food, too.
Yes, he does. It's kind of cool because he's one of the, you know, we've got a resurgence of microbrews in Michigan, and he's one of the oldest ones that are still with us at 16 years old. He was on the cutting edge back then when he started his brewery, took a huge chance, and lo and behold, he's made it. There's a whole bunch of breweries around that are now kind of after him. And one of the things that we had the opportunity to do this week was we went over to the Grand Rapids Public Museum, and they have an exhibit right now, which is the history of beer in Michigan. Really, really interesting. And joining us right now is Kate Moore from the Public Museum. She's hosted us this week for a little tasting and a little history lesson. Good morning, Kate.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, you know what? Thanks for coming with us. We're glad to have you here. What a cool thing you did this week for us. Barbecue Bob and I and our producer Todd had an opportunity to go over to the museum and spend a couple hours in the afternoon with you. And, you put on you're quite the host.
Thank you very much.
So tell us all about your representation and your display.
Definitely. Well, the exhibit is called Thank You Beer, and it started in October at the Grand Rapids Public Museum, and it's there through December, and it's all about the history of microbrewing and breweries in Grand Rapids. The concept was developed just a few years ago, and recently we got support from Hopcat and Founders Brewery, which kind of brought this whole idea to life. And in the 1800s, there were about a dozen breweries, from what I understand, in the Grand Rapids area. And with Prohibition and different things happening, they all sort of went away by the 1950s. And just recently, there's been a huge resurgence in microbrewing in Grand Rapids.
So. And all over the state, yeah.
Yeah, we absolutely wanted to celebrate that.
And the Grand Rapids Brewing Company actually existed way back then.
Yes, actually. And you both got a chance to check out our Furniture City Ale, specially brewed by Founders Brewery.
Very good.
On Thursday. What'd you think?
I'm still thinking about it. It was awesome.
It's the best museum tour I've ever taken in my life. I'm going to say that.
Not many museums are you allowed to have beverages and food in the exhibits, let alone beer. So,
and I would highly recommend they start doing that.
Yeah. And guys, if you get a chance to come check this thing out, it's there through the end of the year. But there's over 1,200 beer cans on the wall that are from Michigan breweries throughout history. Now, some of them are duplicates are from the
newer
same
version,
brewery, but newer versions of cans. But really cool.
Best part. It's just looking at that wall of cans. It's huge.
And that's a personal collection from a man named Kevin Foley, and it's only about a quarter of his collection.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing.
It's a cool thing. I mean,
you have a picture on your website?
I love old stuff like that anyway, and to old beer cans. I mean, I remember a lot of those cans my dad would have in the refrigerator in the 60s.
Yeah, and the posters, all the advertising posters, and we were talking about that a little bit. There were a lot of kids in these posters. It was really cool. I don't even know if you could do that anymore with advertising, but then it was like they put kids in their beer ads. It was just amazing to take that step back in history and
now
take
horses.
A look at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, really cool. But Kate, hey, you were a great host, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention you're also a female rugby player from Syracuse, played on a club team at the university. Guys, think about that. We've got a female rugby player in the studio with us, man.
Another reason to go to the tour.
That's right.
So when can they get the actual tasting?
Actually, on Tuesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
What time?
11 to 5.
Wow. That is what you got to do. Okay, get your keister down there. Take your wife so you're not hitting on Kate. And just go down there and check it out. It's really cool.
It is.
And bring your rugby ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't knock the cans over.
We've got some cold weather tips coming up for you. You're not going to want to miss these because when you're going to start grilling into colder weather as we move forward in the next few weeks, you're going to want to know these things. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.